What sparked the latest U.S.-Iraq confrontation was Saddam Hussein's decision to help one Kurdish faction fight against another Kurdish faction in northern Iraq. Washington accused him of violating the protective zone that the United States and its allies created in northern Iraq to protect the Kurds from Saddam Hussein's troops after the Gulf War. But in this case, Saddam Hussein was invited to send his troops into the protective zone by the Kurdish faction that he's helping. This fits a long and tragic pattern. Kurdish leaders have often asked neighboring countries for help in internecine battles, only to be exploited by those countries in the end. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
The internal strife that afflicts the Kurdish people today is rooted in history. The Kurds live in a part of the world where competing powers clash. Robert Olson is professor of Middle East and Islamic history at the University of Kentucky.
They have been divided basically because of their geographical location between the huge empires that existed in Turkey or Iran, and then after the creation of national states, the Kurds were left with a portion of their population in Turkey, in Iraq, Iran, and in Syria.
Other ethnic groups have managed to overcome their differences once they achieved statehood, but the Kurdish people have been denied that opportunity by the borders that divide them. Graham Fuller of the RAND Corporation.
Those divisions have always served to keep them separate and to weaken any sense of common purpose among them. So, in a sense, never having had their own state, they have tended to quarrel among themselves and to look to outside forces for relief or protection in one way or another.
And outside forces have been all too willing to step in, as Saddam Hussein has just demonstrated. Dr. Fuller says many nations have played that game.
In Iraq, for example, over the past 20, 30 years, you've had external manipulation and efforts to use the Iraqi Kurds against the Iraqi state by the United States, by Israel, by Russia, by Turkey, by Syria, by Iran, by Britain. So, in other words, these people have become an object of manipulation against either the regime in power in that state or against neighboring regimes.
Edmund Garib, adjunct professor at George Washington University and American University, says the Kurds have opened themselves to manipulation when they've turned to outside powers. Those powers, says Garib,
supported them, rewarded them, used them, and discarded them for self-gratification instincts and for sometimes short-term strategic objectives. And we see the cycle time and time again. And that's when the Kurds appear and disappear on the global stage.
The last time the Kurds appeared on the global stage was when Saddam Hussein's forces were attacking them for rebelling against him right after the Gulf War. Hundreds of thousands of Kurds fled from northern Iraq to Turkey, which was not prepared to receive them. Many died from hunger and exposure. To prevent a humanitarian disaster, the United States and its allies created the protective zone in northern Iraq and barred Iraqi aircraft from flying there. But the protective zone did not help the internal divisions that the Kurds face and may even have exacerbated them. Dr. Garib.
What we have seen is that there is a vacuum in northern Iraq whereby different factions began to fight with each other for influence and began to look for outsiders for support, ultimately creating this kind of quagmire.
Kurdish factions in northern Iraq have shifted alliances, the same group receiving support from Iran one year and from Iraq the next. And the problem is duplicated on a larger scale among the Kurdish people as a whole, spread across Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. It is a source of continuing instability that has only one solution, according to Dr. Garib. All of the governments in the region should grant their Kurdish populations meaningful autonomy.
A form of autonomy that would guarantee their national rights, that would also allow them to participate in the decision-making process and running their own affairs without, on the other hand, weakening the central governments who are going to resist very, very strongly any attempts to undermine them or to break them apart.
And Graham Fuller says the United States, which has also manipulated the Kurds in the past, should push for a system of Kurdish autonomy.
It's in our interest and everybody's interest, including the states involved, that some enlightened and open-minded thinking be given to the handling of the world's now biggest minority without a state.
The United States has tried to mediate conflicts between competing Kurdish factions in Iraq, but a broad diplomatic effort to achieve Kurdish autonomy has not been undertaken. This is Ted Clark in Washington.